Good morning. It's Thursday, May 25th. I'm Beth Golay, and this is Wichita's Early Edition from KMUW News. An expansive Kansas law limiting transgender rights takes effect this summer. Trans residents are bracing themselves.
I've seen parents of trans kids break down and cry. I know a couple of friends are very seriously looking into moving out of Kansas.
Coming up, we'll hear how it'll impact one transgender woman and why experts say a law is still unknown. But first, the news. Federal and Kansas officials celebrated the completion of a new national animal disease lab in Manhattan. The National Bio and Agro Defense Facility will be the nation's center for studying threats to food supplies. The building has 500,000 square feet of laboratory research space. Some work is already underway there, but the Topeka Capital Journal reports that final inspections and approvals are needed before disease research begins. NBAF Director Dr. Alfonso Clavijo says having the new high containment laboratory is critical in preparing for future disease outbreaks.
The rapid rise of new diseases had made biosecurity and biodefense a quickly growing interdisciplinary sciences.
State officials broke ground on the project in 2013. When it's fully operational next year, the $1.25 billion lab will employ about 400 people. Wichita is ranked 66th in the Trust for Public Lands Park Index that ranks the park systems for the country's top 100 cities. KMUW's Kylie Cameron has more.
The index found that Wichita scored below the national average of the percentage of land in the city dedicated to parks and walkable access to them. But the index also found that the city has more parks in neighborhoods of color than in predominantly white neighborhoods. Will Klein is with the Trust for Public Land. He says the city also does well in bringing different programs and amenities to its parks.
These are the types of programs that really make parks a place for people who don't necessarily see themselves as athletes or nature people or something like that, to actually make parks a place where they could see themselves.
Wichita's ranking has remained about the same in the Trust for Public Lands Index in recent years. For KMUW News, I'm Kylie Cameron.
Interest Bank Arena's financial situation is improving as people return to concerts and other events after the pandemic. In 2022, total attendance was 280,000, more than twice the previous year. Net income was also up to $1.8 million last year. The arena was in the red in 2021 before the county received a $10 million pandemic relief grant. Lindsay Poe Rousseau is the county's chief financial officer.
We were able to recoup every bit of the operating loss and actually position both ASM Global and the county to actually have some operating income through the course of those years.
The grant also helped the county keep the arena's reserves account stable through 2022. The arena is publicly owned, but the county has a contract with ASM Global to operate the venue. The Kansas Hispanic Education and Development Foundation will host a fundraiser tonight for post-secondary education scholarships. The event is called Dream Big Fiesta. It will celebrate the 56 scholarship recipients from this year, as well as the sponsors who helped fund the scholarships. The foundation seeks to support students as they transition from high school into post-secondary education institutions. It follows them through their academic career until they enter the workforce. Micaela Ramirez is the group's executive director. She says that the scholarships help students get more opportunities.
And we know that having an education is going to put each of us in a different space than if we weren't continuing to pursue that education. And so for us, for our Hispanic community, it's showing these students that this is completely possible.
The event begins at 6:30 at WAVE. More information is at khedf.org. A federal prosecutor nominated by President Joe Biden to become a U.S. District Court judge in Kansas has withdrawn from consideration. Jabari Womble has been an assistant U.S. attorney for Kansas since 2011. Before that, spent time working in the Kansas Attorney General's office. Womble was nominated nearly 2 years ago by Biden, but his nomination has stalled in the U.S. Senate. He is the second Biden judicial nominee to withdraw this month. Womble received his undergraduate and law degrees from the University of Kansas. We'll be back after this.
Two men of color vanished after last being seen in the same deputy's patrol car.
I knew something was wrong. Your mother knows. It's the strangest case, the most unsettling case.
Listen to the Last Ride podcast, part of the NPR network.
This is Wichita's Early Edition. I'm Beth Golay. Transgender Kansans are bracing for a sweeping new law to take effect this summer that restricts their rights and bars them from bathrooms that match their gender identity. As KMUW's Rose Conlon reports, uncertainty around how it'll be enforced has left many anxious about what's to come.
Thea Howard worried that coming out as transgender would cost her the job she's held for 6+ years.
And my plan was to wait until this year so that way I could find another job, save some money, because that was my fear, is that I would be fired when I came out.
She ended up telling the board members of the El Dorado nonprofit she directs last year, after it became unbearable to keep hiding who she was. They were supportive, but the anxiety that accompanied the conversation offers a window into the stress many transgender Kansans face at every turn. Now, Howard's world has been thrown into new uncertainty. In a matter of weeks, one of the country's most sweeping laws restricting transgender rights will take effect in Kansas. Starting July 1st, she and thousands more trans Kansans will be barred from restrooms, locker rooms, and other spaces that align with their gender identity. They'll likely lose the ability to change the gender on their state IDs, and it could be harder going to court if they're discriminated against.
I've seen parents of trans kids break down and cry for fear of their kids. I know a couple of friends are very seriously looking into moving out of Kansas if they haven't already.
Lawmakers, including Wichita Republican Brenda Landwehr, overrode Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's veto to pass the law, which tethers the legal definition of male, female, man, and woman to the sex a person is assigned at birth.
The idea that my 4-year-old granddaughter would have to go into a bathroom and possibly be exposed to a male. Is that right?
They call it a Women's Bill of Rights and say it'll help protect women from assault. But opponents say it will profoundly limit the lives of transgender people. Many are now scrambling to map out safe public bathrooms and update their driver's licenses before it's too late.
It's two lines. Whoever's ready for their notary, you can line up here.
Having the wrong gender on your ID can make it harder to use a credit card, purchase alcohol, or board a plane. Experts say it's likely Kansas will stop letting trans people make those changes when the law takes effect. Legal aid sessions helping people complete the paperwork before the deadline have been packed, says Kansas Legal Services attorney Ellen Bertels.
Looking at the waiting room right now, I'd say there's probably 20 people and we're flowing over into the hallway.
Many trans Kansans are scared they could become bigger targets for harassment or violence if they're forced to use bathrooms that don't match the gender they present as, if they enter a men's restroom in a dress and heels, or if they walk into a women's restroom with a full beard. That makes an already stressful experience riskier, says Wichita nurse practitioner Amanda McGoy. She sees higher rates of urinary tract, bladder, and kidney infections in her trans patients because many avoid using public restrooms. And she worries that'll get worse once the law takes effect. Several of her trans patients are now planning to leave the state. Others, she says, are so scared of the harassment they could face that they're considering halting their transition.
Not because somebody doesn't identify as transgender, but because they're not safe to be trans.
The law doesn't specify any enforcement measures. That's created confusion about how businesses, local officials, and state agencies should respond. And it's left trans people anxious about what they can expect. More than a dozen of the state's largest employers did not respond to questions about how the law would affect workers' access to bathrooms. And there's no more clarity about whether public-facing businesses have a duty to enforce the law either, says University of Kansas law professor Kyle Velt.
Say if a customer sees somebody that they suspect is trans going into a women's restroom, do they have the right to go to the proprietor and say, I want to enforce the Women's Bill of Rights? That is very unclear.
But even if the law isn't formally enforced, the potential blowback for not complying is more than many trans people are willing to risk. More broadly, some say it sends a message that they're not welcome in the state they call home. For KMUW News, I'm Rose Conlin.
Thanks for joining us for Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back again tomorrow. For KMUW News, I'm Beth Golay.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
What if national news was actually covered by the whole nation? The NPR network is over 200 independent newsrooms strong, stretching across all 50 states and Washington, D.C. It unites 300 million Americans in one big community built on one even bigger idea. What you hear changes everything.